Welcome to The Growth Machine, your backstage pass to the minds behind today's most successful digital marketing agencies. Each episode, we unpack real-world playbooks for scaling revenue, delighting clients, and building cultures that last. The Growth Machine is powered by Dream Giant, the partner that sparks qualified interest, turns leads into signed contracts, and nurtures a loyal tribe of eager buyers. Ready to think bigger? Hit play and let's dream giant. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Growth Machine. I'm your host, Shane Miller, and today we have Colin Palkovitz here, the CEO of Mass Culture. How you doing, Colin?
Great, Shane. Good to be here. Thanks so much.
Of course, of course. Love the artwork behind you, by the way, for anyone who's watching. It's really cool.
Thank you. Thank you. I grew up in Pennsylvania. I live in California now, but I try to bring a little piece of home.
So, yeah, we have Colin and I only live like an hour away from each other, just happenstance. So both enjoying the rainy weather in California today.
Beautiful. I love this rain.
Yep. Yep. So tell me a bit about Mass Culture. You know, what do you guys do and how is it different from everybody else?
Yeah. So Mass Culture is we consider ourselves to be a growth partner. And I think what is different about us as growth partners is that we really take a very consultative approach to our work. And so I think whereas a lot of media buying agencies really just kind of, they'll take a budget from a client and they'll put together a strategy and place good buys. What we do is really different. We kind of start many, many levels back from that by really embedding ourselves with our clients to really understand where are they now as a business? Where are they trying to go many years from now? Where did they come from, right? And like, how did they get to where they are? And we put together a really rich and detailed growth plan that's all kind of structured around this growth maturity framework that's all about how to get to this goal that's many years out from now. And we reverse engineer a plan to get there through paid media. And so I think part of what makes us different is that we come in really as learners first and with some very seasoned consultants that you know, we come in like a consultant would, getting to know every aspect of the business. What stays really different is that those people don't roll off of the account. The first people that you talk to that like come in like consultants remain fully embedded in the business for the duration of our work together. And so we've got really, really seasoned folks that are working on every account and in every channel. And part of our hiring criteria when we were staffing up Mass was to bring people in who have been in channel since the inception of that channel. So we've got like the head of our strategy and the head of our social, they were involved in the building of MySpace on a private server before it launched. So those guys have been in channel literally from the very, very beginning. Same with the paid search side. We've got our head of paid search has been, you know, helped write some of the algorithms that were foundational to Yahoo's search mechanisms. And so I think that level of really rich, deep understanding of the digital space and how those media channels work and then how they work together is really, really different than what you get from most media buyers. And then I think coupling that with the fact that, again, those people don't roll off the account. They stay on it in perpetuity, and they're the ones that are hands on keys executing those growth plans makes it really very special. And so that's one thing. Another thing that makes it very different is that we do not look at paid media channel by channel. I think a lot of media buying agencies are, you know, they're like, here's our meta strategy, here's our search strategy, here's our CTV strategy. And we look at every single execution. We look at all media together as one united effort to raise a brand, right? And so where that becomes critically important is that, you know, we come in with a really defined strategy for how we'll buy media and how we'll grow a brand, but we're very responsive to the data. So as we're going forward, we realize, you know, that our strategy may need to evolve with current conditions, with evolutions that are happening in the marketplace today. And because we're looking at media as one united front, we have the ability to operate with a lot of fluidity, right? So we can see, hey, maybe this is working really well, actually outperforming what we forecast. So we're going to pull some dollars from this other channel to support that, right? And so we kind of move money with a lot of fluidity between channels rather than being protectionist about pieces of the budget. And so that has been something that's been really, really successful for us to drive growth for a lot of brands.
Yep. Makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, we structure ourselves in the same way. Like, we are growth partners. I think it's so important because people get so lost in deliverables and whatnot. And for us, there's only one thing we care about, and that's client conversions, right? It's getting our clients sales. Everything else is just vanity metrics, right? And I always say to somebody, if I got you one meeting and one client in a month, you would be happier than if I got you one client and 50 meetings in a month, right?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're totally the same way. And, you know, we don't want to hold ourselves back with like a list of services. We come in and we're so fluid in the way that we operate with clients. It's let's identify what your closest bottleneck is, and then let's punch through it. And then let's focus on the next bottleneck. And so when we partner with clients personally, it's very much the same. Like, let's have the breathing room to tackle your issues and not be pigeonholed by the list of services that we laid out on a contract. You know?
I love that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it makes a lot of sense to me. And I've honestly never heard somebody approach media buying like that. So I think that's really, really interesting that you guys have such a holistic approach to the ads that you run for clients.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. And so what makes like a great client, right? So tell me about your ideal customer and what makes them, you know, so successful with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great question. I think for us, what makes a great client is someone who approaches the world with the same level of curiosity that we have, right? And they come in, they ask good questions, they want us to ask good questions, and then they're very collaborative and responsive in working through the answers to those questions together. And so I know that that's a little bit of an ambiguous statement, but I think where that really matters is that a lot of clients tend to approach work with a lot of well-informed history, right? And what we find is that clients at different levels of growth tend to be staffed by people with different levels of experience. And so clients who are in the growth phase of maybe somewhere between $100 to $300 million, those are folks who have made it past a pretty significant set of hurdles to find good success. They are probably entering retail. They've probably found good D2C success and are really like starting to level up and mature as a brand. When brands go through that growth phase, one thing that they do is build out an internal team with a lot of expertise. And expertise really is a double-edged sword for us, because a lot of times in order to develop expertise, it takes time, right? And time is something that it works for you and it works against you. In building the expertise and building the experience, you're learning a lot, you're getting a lot of good perspective. But one vulnerability is that that experience and perspective took place in the past. And in this space, platforms are so fluid, regulations are so fluid, culture is so fluid, that past experience, if you lean on it too heavily, it can actually really hold you down. The way to structure an excellent growth campaign 3 years ago is not the way to structure an excellent growth campaign today, right? And so one thing for us that's really hard is that when clients come in at that level and they hire up, you know, an executive group with a lot of, you know, 10, 15, 20 years of experience, that experience often tends to be informed with strategy that's somewhat out of date. And so if those clients don't have the self-awareness to say, hey, my experience was from a different time, let's be curious about how things have changed. How are things looking currently? And what are the changes that are just around the corner? How can we preempt and be ahead of those? It's really easy to get stuck in the past a little bit and to hold yourselves back unnecessarily. So for us, a good client is one that has a lot of experience. They know who they are as a brand and what they're trying to achieve, but they're very curious about the best way to go about it.
Got it. Great. And so let's talk growth, right? So what are you currently doing to get that client in?
Yeah, so we're going through a bunch of different strategies at the moment to grow. Our best to date has just been referrals, right? You know, we've done excellent work for our founding partners and clients, and they told their friends, they all came to us, and you know, and that was great, right? From there, we're trying to be very strategic. We've been very fortunate in the fact that we've had more demand for our work than we've had bandwidth. So we've actually been in a space where we've been turning work away fairly often. Clients have wanted to work with us, and we work together if we feel like it's a good fit. And so, so we've said no to a fair number of clients who have approached us to work together. So today, it may sound like a bit of a conflict, right? To say, hey, there's more work than we can handle, but we're coming up with a growth strategy to get the clients that we want. And the reason for that is because if we just say yes to everything that comes our way, we're going to be jammed up with all types of clients, and they may or may not be the best fit for us. So what we're doing right now is going through a really good internal alignment exercise to understand what are we the best at doing? What clients have we really served absolutely the best? Who has grown in the strongest ways? And let's go out into the marketplace and find people who kind of meet some of those same criteria. And then we will start to approach those people very methodically and offer some of these consultative services as just kind of an initial conversation starter. And so we've been very successful in this so far because we have a good reputation as an agency and we've driven a lot of good growth. And so having a conversation with a well-established brand and just offering to, you know, go through their growth trajectory, look at their goals, and apply our growth maturity framework to that brand has been something that's worked really well for us. Once we have that initial conversation, we can step in with you know, that high level of experience and very different outside perspective. We can spot things every time that are different than what the brand themselves would know about themselves or would even know about what they're doing currently to achieve their goals. And so having that, getting to that initial conversation can be challenging. That's the hard part that we're always trying to crack through.
Yeah. I mean, I completely get it. And that's something that we focus on with clients so much is not who signs up with you, it's who are the right people that sign up with you. Because it is 10 times more expensive to find a new client than it is to keep a current one. Right. And so, like, one of our biggest focuses is on, okay, let's say somebody wants to grow to, you know, $80,000 more per month. And they're like, okay, well, we're charging $2,000 to $3,000 per month. So we want, you know, what is that? 30 more clients, just roughly. And we're like, how about instead of 30 more clients, we get like 8 more clients and we increase, you know, we find the right people. We get you charging what you guys actually deserve. And, you know, like that's how we bring the most value to our clients is really just focusing on, like you said, the right people. So, yeah, I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. There is a lot of power in that. I think focusing on the right people and when you're doing that and when the fit is right, I think the chemistry allows you to just to grow differently. In a past agency, we went through an exercise at one point where we had about 1,500 clients working with us. And we went through the Rolodex and we realized, you know, we just did a deep internal audit, like where are we spending our time? Where are we spending our resources? What's it bringing in? And so we went through an exercise where we analyzed all of that and made a decision that seemed a little bananas on the front end. We decided to increase our prices slightly and fire the bottom two-thirds of our clients. And what that allowed was for us to effectively triple the attention that we were paying to our clients, and we became so much more successful. And so with a slight price increase and triple the attention, we're just able to deepen those relationships really effectively across the board. And that was probably the best move that we made in that agency.
That's awesome. I mean, I think it takes real, It takes real discipline to be able to make that kind of decision, you know, it's like the 80-20 rule. So
it was scary that not everyone in leadership was super jazzed about it when I brought the idea.
Yep. Cool. Well, what would you say, you know, during this whole process has been your biggest bottleneck to finding these people?
It's a great question. I think our biggest bottleneck is really just our own capacity. I think to execute, right? We spend so much time working with our clients. We're deeply committed to excellence. And so I think when we get, you know, we get into the work, we often will spend many, many, many more hours than we have anticipated that something will take. We don't charge by the hour. We don't upcharge for that extra work. We're just committed to delivering excellence. And so the bottleneck for us is really figuring out how to have the internal capacity to continue to deliver with that level of excellence and have the space carved out to go out and have conversations with new clients to bring more folks into the mix.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, Colin. Well, as we're approaching the end of the podcast here, I'm trying to get more creative with the final question that I ask. So the one I'd like to ask here is, how do you bring yourself to fire a client that is not a good fit for the agency? Like, at what point should you finally make that decision?
You know, for me, that's actually really easy. I care so deeply about the team that works here at Mass Culture. When I start to see morale going down, centered around one specific client, and it's not the right fit, you know, the work isn't going the way that's life-giving to our people, that's when I see, like, there's no client that's worth it for us to put kind of that strain on our team. So we have made the decision to fire a couple clients at Mass Culture. And in each of those instances, it has been just as clear as day to me that, like, when I see kind of the life draining from my team in any capacity, something's wrong, right? My biggest goal is for the work here at Mass to be something that is additive and brings life and joy to the team members. And when you see that happening, it's beautiful, right? People are excited, they're happy, they're laughing, they're having fun when you're talking on meetings. And when you start to see that spark go out, you know that something poisonous has entered the equation, and you've got to figure out what that is and take it out.
I love that. I think focusing on your employees is so important. You know, my whole philosophy is the key to client retention is employee retention and employee satisfaction. So happy employees do great work.
For sure. 100%.
All right, Colin. Well, thank you so much for joining. For everyone listening, if you'd like to learn more about Mass Culture, you're going to be able to find their website in the podcast description. And Colin, thanks so much for joining. This has been great.
Awesome. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate it. Have a great day.